KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports in girls high school basketball last night. The Atlantic girls gave the top-ranked Cherokee Braves all they could handle, but they fell short 63-48 in a Class 3A Region 1 semifinal last night. Game heard here on KJAN. Atlantic fell into a couple of holes in the second and third quarters, but were able to claw their way back to make it a four-quarter game. Atlantic kept the game tight early with Macy Waters hitting a couple of early threes. It was 13-all at the end of the first, and the Braves used a 10-0 run midway through the second quarter to grab an 11-point halftime lead at 35-24. The Braves got the first two buckets of the third quarter, but Atlantic didn't fold. They used a 10-0 run of their own to claw back into the game. Atlantic whittled that lead all the way down to three in the third, and they were down 49-43 heading into the fourth quarter. Tessa Grooms had a bucket early in the fourth, and then both teams went on a scoring drought for about 4 minutes before Kenna Mungan hit a three at the top of the key to spark a strong finish for the Braves. Cherokee outscored Atlantic 11-3 the rest of the way as they advance. Jermaine Nichols led the way for the Braves with a game-high 27 points. Mungan added 12 and Alexis Pingle 11 as they stay undefeated at 21-0, and they'll head to the 3A Region 1 final on Saturday night against Panorama. Atlantic was led by 15 points by Haley Rasmussen. She finishes her career with 1,259 points. She's Atlantic's all-time leading five-player scorer, and she broke the single-season points record this year as well with 482. Jada Jensen had 14 points. Macy Waters, 10, as Atlantic ends their year with a 9-14 record. That other Region 1 game last night, the other semifinal, as mentioned, Panorama will face Cherokee in the regional final as they beat Shenandoah 60-13. In 4A regional quarters last night, Lewis Central beat Carroll 65-46. Lewis Central will play Glenwood next. Lamars beat Storm Lake 60-22, and Sergeant Bluff Luton awaits Lamars. In Region 8, Boone beat Perry 70-27, and they'll face Denison in the next round. Harlan awaits Spencer as Spencer picks up a 64-10 win over Webster City. Also in Class 5A regional quarterfinals, Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln advanced with a 58-39 win over crosstown rival Thomas Jefferson last night. In boys basketball last night, a couple of 1A district quarterfinals. It was Cam over Fremont Mills 66-21, and Sydney advancing with a 45-31 win over East Mills. Also in boys regular season play, Glenwood a winner over Lewis Central 62-53. 1A and 2A boys district basketball postseason action continues tonight. Class 1A district semifinals include at District 12, Murray at Mount Air and Lamoni at Moravia. In District 13, Lennox at Martinsdale St. Mary's and Nottoway Valley at Earlham. And in District 14, Sydney is at Tri-Center, while Riverside will play at Cam. That can be viewed on the Cam Cougar channel tonight. Also, District 15, Madrid will play at Grandview Christian, Ogden at Coon Rapids Baird, and in District 16, Woodbine at St. Albert and Bowyer Valley at West Harrison. Also, Class 2A district semifinals tonight in District 1, Kemper Catholic is in action. Also, Ridgeview will play at East Sac County. In District 15, Central Decatur is at Van Meter, ACGC is at Panorama, and also in District 16, Clarinda at AHSTW, and Red Oak is at Trainer. Today, the traditional state wrestling championships will get underway, but yesterday was the dual team wrestling championships. In Class 1A, Logan Magnolia was the third seed, and they picked up a 69-12 winner in the first round over West Sioux. They went on to a fall in the semifinals to second seed Lisbon, 45-28. Don Bosco also picked up a win in the semis to advance to the championships. Don Bosco ended up winning the title 34-25 over Lisbon. Logan Magnolia grabbed third place with a 48-24 win over Woodbury Central. In Class 2A, Creston OM and Winterset both came up short in their first round matches. Crestwood beating Creston 47-23 and Osage over Winterset 43-23. It ended up with, in the semi-consolations, Creston and Winterset facing off, and Winterset won 41-30. Creston ended up in eighth place after falling in the seventh place match, 47-25 to Davenport Assumption, while Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Winterset in the fifth place match, 31-31, and they won by criteria. The championship went to West Delaware. And in Class 3A, Waverly Shellrock won the title with a 59-12 win over Southeast Polk in the dual tournament. The traditional tournament gets underway now today in Des Moines, and we'll have live coverage for you today, tomorrow, and Saturday, all the way through the finals on Saturday night. Action today will begin with Class 1A first round and first round consolation. That gets underway at 9 o'clock this morning. That session expected to run through about noon today. Among the area wrestlers, we'll be keeping tabs on Tegan Slaybaugh of ACGC at 106, John Schroeder of Riverside at 113, at 120, Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley, and Jace Rose of Riverside. Also, Gunnar Larson of ACGC at 132, Nolan Moore of Riverside at 138, Cale Rowley of ACGC at 152. Garrison Gettler of AHSTW will be in action at 160. Also, Caden Hendricks of Riverside and Brecken Freeberg of Tri-Center at 182. Cooper Nielsen of Audubon and Eddie Velchik of Riverside at 195. And several other area wrestlers will be watching during the day as well and getting you live updates. Also, the Class 3A first round and first round consolation schedule begins at 1:30 this afternoon. That'll run through about 4:30. Tanner Wink of Lewis Central at 120. Tabor Dominguez of Lewis Central at 126, and Jackson Hildebrand of Denison at 195 among the wrestlers we'll keep tabs on. The 2A portion of the tournament, the first round and first round consolation, is tonight. That'll get underway at 6 and run through about 9 o'clock tonight. And among those we'll be watching, Luke Friend of Harlan at 113, Ethan Fulman of Atlantic Cam at 120. At 126, Joe Weaver of Atlantic Cam and Luke Musich of Harlan will both be in action. Caden Stutzman of Atlantic Cam at 170, Jesse Schwery of Harlan at 195, and Tristan Dorsher of Atlantic Cam at 285 are among several wrestlers that we'll keep tabs on during that session tonight. Again, we'll have live updates all throughout the day today and into the evening hours. We'll have Hawkeye basketball tonight, but we'll be interrupting a few times to get you some of those updates. And you can follow along as well on the sports page at KJAN.com. We'll have updates as those matches go final tonight, keeping you updated there as well. On college basketball last night, Drake took control with a 12-2 second half run and held off UNI for a hard-fought 77-69 win in Cedar Falls. Joe Yasufu had a career-high 20 points, and Garrett Sturtz added a career-high 19 as the Bulldogs improved to 21-2 on the season.
It's a good win for us on the road. You know, that knew it was going to be a tough, hard-fought game, and certainly was. And I thought we had some guys really step up in that second half, made some big plays that allowed us to get the W.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. Senior center Austin Fife led UNI with 19 points as the Panthers fall to 5-11 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Also, top 25 men's college hoops last night. Southern California was a winner as they continue to move closer to the Pac-12 title. 17th-ranked Trojans, an 89-71 winner over Arizona State. Also, number 19, Tennessee, routed South Carolina, 93-73. Number 22, Loyola, was a winner, 54-52 over Valpo. And also, number 23, Kansas, beat Kansas State 59-41. The 11th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes are on the road in the Big Ten tonight to take on 21st-ranked Wisconsin. Like the Hawkeyes, the Badgers have an experienced team that won the Big Ten title last season.
Talented group, got a lot of different weapons, multiple three-point shooters, veteran guys, so they're a big mistake club, never have been. Always a low turnover group.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes are fourth in the league race at 9-5. The Badgers are at 9-6. Iowa center Luca Garza says the Hawkeyes will need a great effort to win at the Kohl Center.
And we all know what Wisconsin is capable of, and obviously they won the Big Ten last year. They have the same guys back, and they have a lot of experience. They're a really, really good team, so we're excited for this opportunity to go against a great team.
And again, we'll have that game for you tonight, 5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock tip-off, and we'll have some wrestling coverage also throughout the evening here on KJAN. A week off ends this afternoon for the Iowa Hawkeye women when they host Penn State. The Hawkeyes are 7-6 in the Big Ten. The Nittany Lions are 5-8 on the season. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says the Nittany Lions might be the most improved team in the conference. That's an early tip-off, 3 o'clock this afternoon at Carver Hawkeye Arena. That's Check of Sports here this hour on KJAN.